Paul Bunning Communications postgame show wrapping up here today from the Sanford Center. Final score, the St. Thomas Tommies win 3-0. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us. Jim, I, during the game, equated this to a wrestling match where, you know, you get that takedown, but you just can't get your opponent on their back for the fall, and you get awarded some riding time. But in hockey, there is no riding time. You were in the offensive zone all night long, and you just couldn't get anything through.
I like that analogy, Schultz.
I try.
Yeah, there's no riding time in hockey. You're right. But you know what? I'm going to use one of Coach Sertori's quote. I got no beef with how we played today. I mean, they did the things we asked. They worked hard. They battled, competed. You know, we were asking them to do some things in the offensive zone. They were doing that. Just cannot get anything in the net.
They blocked a ton of shots. They blocked a ton of passes. You know, some of that has to, you know, pat them on the back.
Yep.
But what can you guys do differently to go east-west, get a puck around where they're in your way?
Exactly that. You know, there's times when we can go east-west, but, you know, it focuses just that north-south, and you kind of take yourself into coverage, whether, you know, maybe if you cut back, you know, maybe you can move laterally. If you have the time and space to do so, you can move laterally to create some opportunities. You know, we just got to do more stuff. I mean, we ended up with 32, but we also missed the net quite a few times. And, you know, that's, you know, if we get those 12 to 15 shots on net, then who knows? So, but again, we had a lot of good chances. There's a lot of loose change around there. We just couldn't get a stick to it. There was about three times we thought we had scored, and everybody on the bench is going, how did that not go in? You know, I know Kyle hit the pipe there in the third period. It's just kind of the way things have been going for us.
You attempted 71 shots. They attempted 38. The only stat that they beat you on was blocked shots. And you do all of these things. You check off all these boxes, and you still can't get the puck into the net.
Right.
That's
frustrating.
Yes.
Bottom line, it's frustrating. It's feel for the group. But I said, you know what? You just got to – you know, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You got to come back tomorrow. Tomorrow's an opportunity to start a streak. And we've been talking about that. Tomorrow's an opportunity to get that first one.
71 shot attempts, is that a number you like?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's almost three games in a row now where we put up close to 30 shots on the opponent. And, you know, that's, we need that. We need to get pucks and people in the net. I thought we created traffic today. I thought we made it hard for her. She's an outstanding goalie, obviously, and she made some big saves for him. But, you know, again, we just got to continue to do that, continue to create chaos around the net and see if we can't poke one in.
See you tomorrow, Jim.
Thank you, Schultz.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show today.